This is So You Think You Know Jesus, a podcast that will challenge Christian paradigms, uproot traditions of man, and in the end, energize your faith by grounding you in solid biblical truths as you learn to see Scripture through the eyes of the Jewish Messiah, Yeshua. Welcome, author and speaker Rabbi Jeff Grillo of the Rock of Israel Congregation in North Carolina, a Messianic synagogue that is part of the National Jewish Fellowship of the Assemblies of God. Now, Rabbi Jeff.
Well, hello, hello, shalom, shalom, and welcome to So You Think You Know Jesus, a podcast ministry outreach of the Rock of Israel Congregation in Hickory, North Carolina. I am pleased to meet you, hopefully. You're enjoying things here, and if this is your first time, welcome, welcome. Listen, we are in Hickory, North Carolina, so if you're ever in the area, please stop on by and visit with us, worship with us, and we're all mishpoka, we're all family. You can find us through our website. Miss Amy gives that at the close of the podcast. Please follow us. Give us a 5-star rating on your audio podcast platforms, or give us a like and subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube. And I apparently left my sunglasses in my office last night or the night before. I'm losing track of time. At any rate, I'm not sure where I'm looking, so if I'm a little off, you'll have to pardon me. Today, I've got a cool thing to show you, and we're going to call this, the Rapture in the Old Testament? We know that there are sort of types and shadows in the Old Testament pointing to the rapture. And by the way, just like in Christian circles in general, within Messianic circles as well, lots of debate, lots of disagreement as to when the rapture is, if it's a pre-tribulation rapture or mid-tribulation rapture. Post-tribulation rapture, no rapture at all. This, you know, there's all kinds of interpretations, thoughts, and opinions, and that's fine. You know, these are not things that we all need to agree upon in order to be in fellowship or be echad, be one in Messiah, right? Let's agree that the main things are the main things, and everything else is not, right? So this is under the everything else. However, it is good to explore the different options. My feeling is I'm a hope for the best, prepare for the worst kind of guy, I believe, personally, in pre-trib. However, I am preparing my heart, preparing my soul, as though that's not the case. And that, you know, for the possibility that we may have to go through the tribulation. Not because we're bad, right? But because maybe just bad interpretations. I don't know. Because to me, the danger of putting all your eggs in the pre-trib basket is if we're wrong and one day we see the abomination that makes desolation, then the temptation for some, newer in the faith or weaker in the faith or whatever, to turn from Messiah altogether, and that is not good. So, my personal thing, I hope for the best, prepare for the worst. But today, I'm going to show you something out of Daniel chapter 12 that'll probably mess you up a little bit. This is something the Lord was kind of showing me earlier this week or late last week. I forget exactly when. And this is Wednesday now, the day before this actually airs or is released. I guess it's not airing anywhere. It's not on television. But Daniel chapter 12, the whole chapter is kind of about end times. the end of days. A matter of fact, Yeshua himself quotes from Daniel chapter 12 in Matthew 24 when he says, and again, I'm blind, I'm not reading this, it's all kind of paraphrase, so go and read it for yourself. But it's the portion where Yeshua says, you know, times will be, there'll be such great trouble, such as the world has never seen before, nor shall ever see again. Clearly talking about what the church calls the seven-year tribulation. Never been anything like it before, never going to be anything like it again. This is not about Roman occupation in 70 AD. This is about the end of days, right? Because certainly there's been worse already since the Romans, right? But if you go a little further down, I want to say it starts around verse 11, maybe verse 10, but I think it's verse 11, when it says something to the effect of, therefore, when the continual offering is taken away, or from the time that the continual offering is taken away, to the abomination that makes desolation shall be 1,290 days. And from that point until the end is, I believe it's 1,335. So basically 42 months, 3.5 years, and 3.5 years plus, I think it's like 21 days, something like that. So we have a clear division of the seven-year tribulation with this abomination of desolation that happens when the false Messiah, the Antichrist, whatever you want to call him, when he sets up this image in the temple and defiles the temple. So that's right there in the middle. So the question comes, and you know, as a young man in my faith from age 18 till who knows when, I had always heard it taught that the Antichrist would come in, he'd cut off the offerings at the temple, he would put an end to it and set himself up as God in the temple. And that's kind of, I think, maybe, sort of, what a lot of believers think. I haven't done a poll, but I'm willing to bet that that's a fairly common understanding of what's happening here. But today, I am going to submit that this continual offering cannot be referring to the offerings at the temple in Jerusalem. How can I say that? And this is, I'm going to put up a disclaimer right here. This is not a thus saith the Lord. This is a Rabbi Jeff thought. Ponder it, pray about it, you know, wrestle with it, right? We're all working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And again, this is not something that our salvation is dependent upon you understanding this or believing it or accepting it or rejecting it. This has nothing to do with that. This is just us trying to figure out what the deal is with the rapture, right? And of course, you know, 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18 is another reference point. You can go and read about that. But we're going old school. We're going Old Testament today. So Daniel says this continual offering would be taken away, would be removed. And the problem with that is, okay, so we had continuous offerings in the first temple, and then the temple was destroyed. And then there was a long period of time with no offerings. And then there was the second temple, and a period of time when it was continual offerings. And then in 70 AD, it was destroyed. No more offerings for some 2,000 years almost. You know, we're heading in that direction. So I think perhaps could it be that Paul says in Romans 12 that we ought to present ourselves as a living sacrifice, right? He says in 1 Corinthians 6, he says it in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, both are very similar, but basically, you know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Let's let that sink in for a second. So we're to present ourselves as a living sacrifice. When you look at the first like 4 or 5 chapters of the book of Leviticus, going over all the different types of offerings, you have the burnt offerings. This was a continual thing, right? This is a picture of the believers. So the one continual offering that we have had from the time of Messiah until this very day, whatever day it is you're watching this or listening to this, there have been believers that offered themselves fully, wholly unto God, dedicating their lives to being a Talmud, to being a disciple of Yeshua, of Jesus. So, with that in mind, in light of 1 Thessalonians 4:13, and all of these New Testament references, it seems to me, right, that believers are going to be removed, taken away, and then the institution of the temple system at some point with the Antichrist, the false Messiah, putting himself up in the temple, midway point. You know, food for thought. That's all I'm saying. Check it out. Go read it for yourself. Make up your own mind. And again, make sure you give this a like. Give us 5 stars. Got 6 more episodes left of the season. Bless you.
Thanks for learning with us today. For more information and resources, or to invite Rabbi Jeff to speak at your church or next event, call 1-828-201-2883. Once again, that's 1-828-201-2883. Or visit myroic.org. That's myroic.org. Shalom.